This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Ahead of our introduction to our guest this week, Jason Gleaves, author of UFO Photo and the Ufology Umbrella. What a title. We're going to talk about last week's show because I think we did something there that isn't done generally. I mean, a lot of you have heard Stephen Bassett on radio and TV over the last, 23 years now, since he started in 1996. But how many times have you heard Stephen Bassett talk about his background? What led him from there to here? Very rarely.
Definitely. And that's what we are aiming for now with what we do at the Paracast, because the cultural aspect and the human aspect of ufology is really important. And when we got talking to Stephen about his life and how he got into ufology, and like you said, what led him into the whole disclosure movement, it really impressed me, because he came across as being genuine and sincere and constructive, despite all of the criticism he's taken from a number of people over the years, and he just keeps at it. And there's something about that I've got to respect.
If they want to call it stick-to-itiveness, but it's not a case of being insane if you repeat the same thing all the time. He's doing something there that is not unique to him. I mean, people have been clamoring for UFO disclosure since the 1950s. Major Donald Keough, he was doing that in his books. We got to have congressional hearings. There's a silence group. We know there's spaceships. They have to tell us the truth. That goes back to the 1950s. So Stephen Bassett is not unique. Now, some people say he's chasing windmills because whatever he predicts is not going to happen. And I think he pretty much admitted here, a lot of times the predictions he makes are hopes. I think we can get it done this time. So far, it hasn't been fulfilled, but we don't want to call him the guy who cried wolf. I think he's just trying. And the other thing is here, Stephen Bassett is clearly not in it for the money. I mean, he doesn't make money and barely gets his things financed. And I don't think people don't know about the fact that quite often he lives on someone's couch. Interesting.
Well, you know, if you're on the quest and you're, you know, chasing the windmills, I mean, there's a whole analogy with the windmills, is that the windmills represented industry and the powers that be. And it's really quite a fitting analogy in a lot of ways. And whether you want to call him a dreamer or a bit of a Don Quixote, you know, part of me actually empathizes with someone who's got that degree of dedication to a cause.
Meaning he's not doing anything that's weird or illegal like that. Jason Gleaves, have you heard of Stephen Bassett?
Yes, yeah, I watch a lot of his videos and his talks he gives on YouTube. Interesting guy.
You just recently were at a UFO conference or UFO consciousness conference. That's almost a tongue twister. In the UK. Can you tell us about that before we get into your work?
Yeah, it was called the Awakening UFO and Consciousness Life Expo in Manchester in the UK. And there was a really good turnout for the conference with a lot of really good speakers there. Mike Barra, Richard Dolan, David Childress, David Adair, and Linda Moulton Howe, you know, to name a few. And it was put on by Steve Merrow and Barry Fitzgerald.
Interesting that some people here from the colonies decided to fly to the UK to appear there. People you've heard on the Paracast before. You spoke there?
No, I didn't speak there. I was just there with my publisher, ufologist himself, Philip Mantle. He's been in ufology a long time, and he's helped me greatly throughout my path in ufology. And it was really promoting the book and things like that, and to network with other people, and obviously for people to come and see me and explain their sightings, or if they want any images analysed, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, just really there to enjoy myself, really.
Of course, Philip Mantle has been on the PowerCast a couple of times, and a lot of his authors, Flying Disc Press, come on the show because he publishes interesting books, like Calvin Parker from the Pascagoula case. He never said anything over the years about what happened to him. Philip Mantle got his book and published it. Interesting. Anyway, Jason, your first book was about UFO photos. Now, how did you get into that? What makes you able, as someone will ask, to interpret UFO photos?
Well, basically, I just got into ufology from an early age, right the way through. It started really with watching sci-fi programs and Arthur C. Clarke books, you know, that type of thing, the unexplained magazines. And the natural path led on and later on. But first of all, earlier in my life, I did have a UFO sighting with my sister when I was 7 years old. And that was in Liverpool in England, in Aintree.
You're from Liverpool?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. You're from that place.
Yeah, we were playing innocently at my relative's house while they were away on holiday. I think we were like house sitting for them. We were playing upstairs, and basically outside the window, a huge silver disc craft appeared and then took off at high velocity, and we just carried on playing like nothing had happened. But I'd actually forgotten about it, and my sister reminded me much later on in life that, you know, do you remember that sighting we saw in Liverpool? And it sort of came back to me then.
This brings up something really interesting to me, because I was first introduced to UFOs by my older brother somewhere around that time as well. And I started to, you know, listen to the stories, and then they were some of the first actual real books I read. I just sort of got used to the idea that, oh yeah, these things are real. Was that a similar thing for you then, with you and your sister, that, oh, okay, well, we saw one when we were little, and of course these things are real?
Well, like I said, I mean, I'd completely forgotten about the sighting. It was my sister who recalled the incident to me. But when she did recall it to me, that's when it sort of opened the Pandora box for me, really, because things would start to come back to me of what we saw, and we'd sat down together. In the new book, The Ufology Umbrella, I've actually put the case in the back, and images I've sat down and illustrations we've done with my sister of the sighting we both saw that night and the location and everything, so it's quite detailed.
That's really cool. So you never went through sort of a period then where you thought, oh, well, you know, that was just a childhood fantasy and it's all nonsense, and then came back around to it? But you just sort of, or did you just forget about it altogether?
I completely forgot about that incident, but there were other incidents that happened later on, which I haven't sort of come out and said yet, really. But then it sort of led into my military career, when an incident happened at RAF Cosford when I was in the Royal Air Force. And that RAF Cosford is a base in the Midlands near Wolverhampton, Birmingham, England. And it's quite a unique case, really, where it was a giant triangular ship had come down over the base, and it was described to be the size of a battleship.
Let's do our break here, Jason, and then we'll continue with that sighting the size of a battleship.
Yeah.
It sounds like Independence Day almost, doesn't it? We've got more to come. Jason Gleaves is our guest. He's got a couple of books about UFOs, but very important is that first one also, about UFO photo, because we want to know about that. There's so many photos out there. What do we do? With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we return to Jason Gleaves and the huge battleship-shaped object he's talking about, as you know, someone put up a joke on Facebook about storming Area 51. I mean, it's got to a point that 2 million users have signed up. It's supposed to happen September 20th between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. What is this thing about 3 a.m.? Well, now there's a report here that Senator Jackie Rosen, one of the U.S. senators in Nevada, says, please don't. It's not safe. And the article is subtitled, "The Truth May Be Out There, But Finding It This Way Is Not Safe." But can you imagine, Randall and Jason, if thousands, not millions, but thousands of people show up?
Yeah, it'll be a messy place.
I think all the responsible ufologists are just saying, don't go. It's really not the thing to do. And there was an interview basically on YouTube, I guess. They were saying, look, last time we had 30 or 40 cars out here, there was a big traffic jam and nobody was going anywhere. So you can imagine even a few thousand cars who took it seriously ended up showing up out there.
It's almost like years and years ago, a friend of mine, not a friend, employer, had tickets for Woodstock, okay? And everybody wanted to get to Woodstock, and the New York Thruway was backed up for many, many hours. Jason, you were talking about this UFO sized like a battleship. And, of course, I likened it to Independence Day, but still, can you tell us more?
Yeah, this is the incident that happened at RAF Cosford in March 1993. It was over the base and the area of RAF Cosford, like I said, near Wolverhampton, Birmingham in the UK. The story really begins throughout the UK on that evening because it was a black triangular-shaped craft that was seen, and it was craft of similar description were seen throughout the UK that night. It was a bit of a buzz of that type of ship or craft being seen. But this incident happened early hours of the morning in March 1993. And there was a young guard who was on the guard post. Again, in the first book, UF Photo, I've actually explained in detail the whole incident that happened, and it takes you through a step-by-step where the young guard, RAF Cosford is a training camp, so they train different disciplines there throughout the Air Force, and then they'll go on to their service throughout the world. So part of their duty was to do a guard duty stint at numerous gates throughout the base. And this actual guard post was on the airfield side, so it was a gate, like a crash gate, straight onto the airfield, so emergency vehicles could get on there, like ambulance and fire engine, if an aircraft was in danger. This young boy must have been 18 or something, and he was in the actual guard post, and in the guard room, which wasn't too far away, where you've got the guard commander and the other off-duty guards and the RAF police and etc., they said all of a sudden the radio started to go mad, and this young man was screaming down the radio to get the guard commander out to the airfield, to the guard post he was at, because there was something huge over the airfield. You know, he was obviously panicking. So upon hearing this, the guard commander, the RAF police, etc., got in their vans and Land Rovers and all drove out, and they all witnessed this huge craft. Like I said, it was described the size of a battleship, so it was huge. It was right, probably, I'd say half the size of the runway. I don't know the exact size and length of the runway, but, you know, it was a huge craft. This thing took off at high velocity, and then later on there was another sighting at another RAF base, which is not too far away, about 20 miles away, called RAF Shawbury. There was an on-duty air traffic controller, radar operator, and they actually saw this craft come in over the airfield where they were stationed, and it was firing lasers towards the ground, and the only explanation they could put to it was that it appeared to be looking for something. But throughout the UK, this thing had been seen, or a craft of similar description was seen by on-duty policemen and other members of the public. And then, obviously, the day later, Nick Pope, he was in Whitehall at the time on the so-called UK UFO X-Files desk, as they call it. And he came out and he took over and, you know, did all his investigations and everything afterwards.
That's really interesting. I mean, there's a history over there of UFOs buzzing the airfields. It seems like, there was, the Lake and Heath Bentwaters, and then there was the Rendlesham Forest. Now we've got this one. So, of course, back in those days, it's not like everyone carried around a cell phone, so you could just whip it out and take a picture.
No, definitely not. I mean, I'm sure photographs and film was probably taken of this craft at the time. But, again, they probably got lost somewhere.
Yeah, conveniently lost somewhere.
So it's a highly sort of sensitive case, and Nick does actually mention it in his talks when he does his UFO talks at different conferences around the world.
You know, at that time, was that one of the nuclear bases as well then?
No. RAF Cosford is a training base where they'll train, different disciplines in the Air Force itself, and then they will go on from the basic training to the bases where they'll be posted to. It's also got a large museum, and there's every single type of aircraft from around the world at this museum. Over the years, it's been discussed where this craft, where could it have come from? You know, was it one of ours? Was it a secret covert craft? Was it extraterrestrial? We really don't know, but we discussed it, whether they've come down to the base to have a look at the base, or they've come down to have a look at the museum with the old aircraft.
Yeah, because, you'd think, well, what is it that they're doing there? You could think, okay, with, the Rendlesham Forest one, that was supposedly a nuclear site, but, just as sort of a training base? I mean, what would be their interest in something like that?
If it was extraterrestrial in origin, let's say they were there to observe how we're trained or things like that. Another thing with the museum itself, it's full of a lot of test aircraft. So there's a lot of aircraft in there that there's only one of. It's the original aircraft of supersonic, the first transatlantic flight. And it's not just English aircraft there. There's American, German, Japanese. Aircraft from all around the world. I would have thought it'd be of interest to them.
That is pretty interesting, actually. That sounds like a place I'd like to go. I'd love aircraft, and that would be just a cool place to visit, period. It's not like they sent, landed and got out a landing party and said, hey, can you show us the museum? Are they trying to send us a message, maybe, by something, doing something like that? Or
Quite possibly. Again, that's the thing about UFOs or unidentified craft especially.
Guys, I've got to end it here. Jason Gleaves running here with J. Randall Murphy, running here with Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump can use $2.5 billion in military money to build part of his border wall. The suit argued that the administration violated federal law and only Congress can allocate funds. the administration has gotten an agreement that might help stem the flow of migrants.
It's a very important signature.
The president spoke of the Guatemalan interior minister as he signed a safe third country agreement, which will grant asylum to those who seek it so that they don't have to continue further north. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says it would affect asylum seekers coming up from countries south of Guatemala.
So if they arrive in the U.S. not having availed themselves of that opportunity, they'll be returned to Guatemala.
Days earlier, President Trump threatened to impose a severe penalty if Guatemala didn't agree to the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Randall and Jason Gleaves, we continue with a fascinating discussion. Go ahead, please, Randall.
Before the break, we were just saying how interesting it was that this large craft came down over a building that housed a lot of different aircraft from around the world. And that's not really all that unusual. Like, I think it was John Lennon's sighting that he said that this thing came down the East River and then may have left at the United Nations building. Like, so, you know, it's like,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, things. I mean, I'm sure if ET craft are visiting the Earth, it's pretty much of a zoo to most that come, because like we go to a zoo to see animals that are endangered, whether we're endangered. It's probably the same type of thing. They will come and visit and then go on their merry way. It's just one idea that it could be visitation.
Well, something that you've got here, too, is you've got some education in a BTEC National Diploma in Aircraft Finishing and expertise in modern civilian and military worldwide aircraft armaments recognition and visualization. So, I mean, if you're looking up in the sky and you see something flying up there, you're going to have a pretty good idea whether it's one of ours or one of theirs.
Yeah, definitely, really. And that really leads on to sort of my quest going forward with ufology and starting to wake up myself to what's really going on and sightings and things like that. And then I sort of got into the UFOnly Facebook page. So I started analyzing photographs. And the way I look at it, and I say this to other people, I see it as the Richard Dreyfuss syndrome, where when you get into ufology itself, you just go totally bonkers. Sleepless nights, and you want to watch every single video going on YouTube, and you're reading book after book, and you're looking through the internet, and there's not enough information for you to take in, do you know what I mean? And so I really started going into the analysing of photographs, and it sort of grew from there, and the page, and then people would contact me, and I've analysed thousands of photographs of people, not necessarily just people that want their analysed photo put on Facebook as such. I do get an awful lot of people who don't want their name put out there. They just want answers. And I treat, you know, obviously confidentiality as a high regard for them. But they're just like I was. I wanted to know the answers, and I'm just trying to give them the answers.
Well, I mean, not only are there people that you've talked to, like, say, on Facebook, and people contacted you, but and when you were saying you were going on to YouTube, now you've got your own YouTube channel as well.
Yeah.
Which I checked out there. Yeah. And so, and it made me wonder, now it's a UFO-only. Now, what I'm kind of wondering is UFO, do we have the NLY? Does that stand for anything in particular? Or did you just kind of like the sound of UFO-only?
My wife came up with the name for the Facebook page. I just wanted to get a page out there. I wanted to get images down. I wanted to analyze old images that have been around for a long time, which I knew weren't UFOs, but I wanted to put the record straight with those. And I couldn't come up with a name, and my wife just said it one day, and we stuck with it, and it sort of went from there, so...
Okay, that's cool. So, and it's kind of easy to remember. I was wondering if there was a meaning to the other letters in the acronym.
Yeah, just UF only, as in UF on its own. But the Facebook page has gone way beyond that, you know, because of the analyzing of the images and everything else. And it was just the start of the journey of that side. Then it just seemed to have took off.
Oh, sure. And, you know, it's good to have a short name, too, if you're trying to find things on the internet instead of one that's 43 characters long that people just can't remember. So, yeah, no, that's actually a pretty good name. So maybe you could tell us about some of your best photos and how you came upon them and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Again, the thousands of photographs and footage that I've actually analysed for people. But one that really stands out the most for me is the footage, which is in the first book, UFO Photo, where I analyse footage from an Argentinian civilian pilot. The actual video is on my UFO-only YouTube page, so people can see the actual footage for themselves. And basically it's pilot who doesn't want his name out there. He's quite happy, but he'd actually seen other UFOs when he'd been up flying for his job. It was just a single turboprop plane that he flew. So with him seeing other UFOs in the past, he thought, well, I better take my mobile phone with me. So this was about 2014 I first came across this footage, and it shows a forward view out of the cockpit, and the pilot is looking straight ahead. You can see the cloud base around him. He's about 5,000 feet up in the air, and he's just flying along very clear, even though the images on the, well, especially the cameras on the mobile phones from 2014 are nowhere like today, but it still wasn't too bad. And he was flying straight ahead, and he saw two objects approaching him from his port side, his left-hand side, out of his window. And he's continually looking forwards with his video camera. And the two objects, one, the first object is a huge cylindrical-shaped object, and it darts directly right in front of his aircraft, goes right across. And then it's followed, not shortly after, a second or so afterwards, by a smaller object. He's continually looking forwards, which I wish he had actually panned to the right, but he didn't. He was still flying his plane and looking forwards. But he was looking to his right, his starboard, out of the window. And he said the two objects did a large arc to the right and then came back in formation, which you can see directly ahead, and they buzzed his aircraft right in front again. And that's the short footage. You can see the video on YouTube on the webpage, and it's actually analysed in the book. But I think it personally, it's one of the best I've seen.
That's pretty amazing. I look at so many videos, and this is one of the real problems. After a while, I just kind of gave up on them until someone like yourself could come along and say, look, I've had a look at these. They're legitimate. To me, they seem to be actually the real deal. We're not sure what they are, but they're not just somebody who's put some CGI into them or whatever, because I can't tell the difference with some of them. How is it that you go about determining what's for real and what's not?
It's really difficult now to distinguish between fake or CGI and the real McCoy. You go with a gut instinct, really. You need to do your homework. You need to really find out about the person, if you can, the location and everything else around it, other things that could come into play, like other aircraft and weather conditions, like local airports or Air Force bases. Just basically really do your homework, go into it. And then when I get an image as an example, really, I'll always try to ask the person that sent me the image for the original image. And I mean by the original image is the one that was actually taken by the person on a camera or anything else similar to that.
We've got more to come. We're talking about the photos of UFOs and more. Jason Gleaves, Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, I presume just about all of the photos you're looking at are digital, correct?
No, some of the old photographs are the 35mm. Format, so they're less likely to be manipulated with like a more modern day photograph, which would be pixelated, etc., things like that. So
now, I think the thing that always bothered me about UFO photos through the years, and we go back to the classic ones, there are very, very few that show a distinctive object that looks unusual. And even those, a lot of those are, of course, faked. And it raises a larger issue, not just whether any particular photo appears to be of a real object of an unknown nature. It's why we are so unsuccessful. I mean, we have the camera now that in everybody's pocket. We all got cameras. We all got cameras. And we would think, hey, these cameras are high quality. A lot of them can take 4K video. Why don't we see more than lights in the sky? What's your feeling?
Well, yeah, you do actually see more than the lights, because a lot of people will send me photographs of lights, but I use it's basically a Photoshop, but it's not Photoshop in the terms of where you're actually manipulating the image or changing anything in it. All you're really doing is using the filters in that to enhance and to blow up whatever you want to see. You can change the light. And it generally does bring out a lot more detail of the object. But again, you do get the objects where they are aircraft coming into land, and you got to look for the if it's a video, then you'd be looking for strobes, aircraft strobes, because they're obviously on every aircraft, civilian and military, worldwide, and they have to be shown as standard through civilian and military aviation law. So there's a couple stand out. You've got wingtip lights, which would be different colours, red, green, etc., things like that. If it's coming into land at an airport runway, you'll get the landing lights, which when the undercarriage comes down, it's very bright. So from a distance, through different conditions, could, you know, appear different to somebody who's viewing it from a long distance away. So there is a lot you can actually do. But you do also get the images people sent, and most time, let's say most of the time, a lot of the time they will be birds. They're out of focus, or they've flown in front, or bugs, etc. You know, and you're trying to make out, really, it's been a bit like Sherlock Holmes. You know, you've got to really be diligent and get in there and like you said, do your homework.
Well, I think one of the most important things you said, too, I mean, there's first of all, there's just the act of analyzing the video itself to say if, okay, is this some sort of lens flare? What's going on with the picture? And just looking at the picture. But it drives me nuts when I go onto the internet and there are these sites, and I'm not even going to name them because I think we know who and what they are, but they'll just show some video and you try to find out more about it. Like, who took it? Were there any more witnesses? Where did it happen? And did it even really happen at all, period? And there's nothing. It's just all it is this vague video that shows something that's off in the distance that was allegedly uploaded to one of these sites that just repost it. And, you know, when you said you have to go out and interview the people, when you're actually interviewing someone and that little light that looks like just a vague light off in the distance on your video or your film, they tell you, well, we watched this for a number of minutes. It moved and zipped around. It made right angle turns. It wasn't just me. It was my neighbor. Well, all of a sudden, you've got a whole different level of credibility going.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And those sort of answers are the answers you really should be looking for. And again, the person, you know, are they doing it for clickbait? You know, that type of thing. Making money out of videos, etc., and that's where the CGI comes in. And it is a pain in the backside. It does make it more difficult, but like I said, you've got to really knuckle down and find out. But when you actually go in and look at certain craft or images of craft, and you've distinguished or ruled out whether it's civilian, military, you're sort of narrowing the field down each time. But, you know, you've got to also think that when people, if they are seeing real UFOs, because that's really what we're here to try and, you know, unravel real UFO photos, you know, you got to think we can only see as human beings. We can only see visible light in certain spectrums, you know. So on the electromagnetic spectrum, we're on a very, very short band of seeing an actual craft. And you also get witnesses. And I've spoken to experiencers and witnesses when they say they see a craft and nobody else sees that craft. Is it on just the wave band to them? Is it linked to them? You know, it just opens so many other questions along the way.
Yes, those are really interesting questions too. And there's maybe a number of possible answers for that. And but just getting to your point about, well, human beings do see in the visible light. That's what we call it, the visible light spectrum, because it's visible to us. Mm-hmm. Other animals can actually see in higher or lower wavelengths that aren't visible to us. But our visible spectrum, we don't get to see things very clearly like the infrared signatures or the ultraviolet. So when you get these new cameras that are out there now, like the night vision cameras, some of them pick up in different ways. So what we might only see is, say, a triangle of lights. With one of these devices, you could see the whole craft in between. What do you think of that sort of technology? Is it useful?
Well, that's sort of one step further from the military night vision goggles and things like that, where they've really progressed on and people are using them for sky watching at night. Especially, I do a lot of work for James Gilliland at the SETI Ranch and Peter Maxwell Slattery, East SETI Australia, and they both have the night vision goggles, and you can see the actual footage that they send me, and I actually analyze for them, where you can see craft coming over, orbs of light, but they actually power up and power down, where they'll go bright and obviously diffuse back down again. they'll change direction in the sky, and all the time there are no aircraft strobe lights, anything that can distinguish to a civilian or a military aircraft or an aircraft that we know about. So it could be covert. You certainly can't rule out covert craft. But if you've got the equipment now, which is actually stepped up, and you've got people that can see in the ultraviolet, etc., infrared, all the different types of radio waves, and we are seeing an awful lot more in our skies.
So you really think some of that stuff out at like the Sea City Ranch and that is for real? And, you know, I've had my doubts about some of it, but just the other day after talking to you, just in advance of the show, I went and checked out some of those videos, and there is actually a really good one there that I saw of this big, it looks like some kind of a blue orb. And I was like, actually, that is a pretty good video. And you do figure those things are for real?
Yeah, definitely. There was actually a piece of footage. I don't know if I've posted it up or if James has, but it's from 2008, I think it was, the earlier days of the ranch. And it isn't with infrared or night vision goggles. It's just a normal camera. And he's got three orbs in formation that are actually coming up. And it's for quite a few minutes, this video, so you can see it come right over them and then disappear off towards the horizon near Mount Adams. And when I actually analysed the footage, the three orbs stayed in a perfect formation throughout. They didn't deviate at all. And as they passed over, when I actually analysed it in more depth, it was so much better because you could actually see a structure that was coming off in a triangular formation. So, again, I advise anybody to go and see that footage.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to do a quick break here. Jason Gleaves talking about decoding or looking over UFO photos to see what's going on. We've got Gene Randall and Jason. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.